USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A federal ruling on whether a moratorium against evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is legal is expected this week. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is expected to rule by Thursday. The court has given the Justice Department until 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday to respond. A judge on Friday refused landlords' request to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich ruled that the freeze is illegal. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new national terrorism bulletin warning of a heightened threat environment across the United States as the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks approaches. The bulletin warning that both foreign and domestic threat actors are increasingly using the internet to spread their violent extremist narratives and promote violent activities. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Epic Times quotes a highly placed source saying the Taliban has entered the presidential palace in the capital city, Kabul, and is now in control of the entire country. A former White House official and a veteran who served in Afghanistan are reacting to the takeover.
Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on Fox and Friends Weekend says the fault rests with President Biden in Afghanistan.
Yes, it's Joe Biden's fault. Mike Pompeo and President Trump made it very clear to the Taliban, when we're out, you are not touching an American. They made clear that there were deterrence models. There were ways to make sure that we kept that country safe.
Matt Zeller, a military advisor to the Afghan security forces, says it's a shameful day for our country.
So concerned with the optics of a chaotic evacuation that in choosing to do nothing up until now, they have ensured the very thing that they were most afraid of.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Drivers are paying more to fill up their gas tanks, but how long is that going to last?
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the prices are up 3 cents a gallon.
The new average is $3.25, and it's $1 above what it was 1 year ago.
Motorists in Baton Rouge are getting a break, while California drivers are taking a hit.
We have an average $2.74 in Baton Rouge and a monumental $4.50 in San Francisco. California in general moved up 6 cents in the past 3 weeks and now averages $4.37.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A fuel tank explosion in northern Lebanon killed at least 28 people and wounded more than 79 others. Fuel smuggling operations have been ongoing for months. A Lebanese military official said the explosion occurred after the army confiscated a warehouse where about 60,000 liters of gasoline was stored, and the order was given to distribute the fuel to residents. It has only been available on the black market. The Lebanese army has been cracking down on smugglers active along the Syrian border, confiscating thousands of liters of gasoline over the past few days. The death toll from flooding in Turkey has hit at least 62. 77 people remain missing. Torrential rains pounding the country's northwestern Black Sea, causing flooding that demolished homes, severed bridges, swept away cars, and rendered numerous roads unpassable. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.